This podcast will very likely contain adult language, adult content, argumentative masochism. Listener discretion is advised.
Kids, put your headphones in. That's these TV mature words.
All right, so we are here with the legal dispute. This is the legal dispute with Lenny and Paul. This is the week of, it started out, I think, on the 3rd, but it feels like it's been the 6th for a few days. So, usually we try to come at you guys with different topics and talk about different things. But on my mind, and I know on Lenny's mind, there's really only one thing that's up for discussion right now, and that is the events that occurred on Wednesday.
Did something happen this week?
I've been thinking about it, and it is, and I've talked to a couple family members. I've had conversations with some other people, Len, and I don't even know it, and let me just ramble for a couple minutes and then jump in. But I can't even put into words what I saw. And when you start looking, so look at the before and the after. So the before being this summer, the deal in Wisconsin where they went into the Capitol in Wisconsin, what we've seen in Portland, Seattle, and I'll just leave it at those two cities. And then all of a sudden, we end up here after the President of the United States has incited a riot, I don't want to say hysteria because it wasn't hysteria. It was a riot. It was people with bad intentions. And now we come out of that. And now on the other side, now we have Twitter and social media sites that are now saying, okay, well, he's banned. And I want to talk about that too, because you had sent me a note last night and I responded back with, this is a really slippery slope, but I think we should talk about that separately from the events of this week and God, how it all just culminated on Monday. And, I don't even know how to say this, as a white guy, who is, I think, a fairly open-minded individual, I'm embarrassed of what happened, and I'm in disbelief that the President of the United States put our Capitol Police at risk. I'm embarrassed that we don't give our law enforcement the tools to act differently in certain situations. And this is the second time that we have seen a crowd of people with guns that have crashed into a building. In this case, our democracy, the building that represents all that is American democracy. And there's nothing that happens. That's not true. I don't want to say that. That's not that there's nothing that happens. If it was a different group of people, I think the outcome could have been different. And I'll just leave it at that. And obviously Lenny's over there nodding his head, but I was speechless. I was just utterly speechless. So with that, I'll let it go to you, brother, and you have at it.
You mentioned several incidents that's happened over the course of this year. The one that struck out to me that you didn't mention was kind of what happened in Michigan over...
Well, that's the one that I was talking about. Okay. Where they went in the Capitol. Yeah, yeah.
They went in the Capitol with guns. There was really no resistance to that. But then on top of that, what happened in Michigan is you had basically a militia group threaten a governor with kidnapping and who knows what. And you have the president, I don't want to say encourage it. He kind of did because he was talking about the governor a lot and putting her down. But he did not come out and say this is wrong back then. So that's where, to me, this all started, when you saw people rush a Capitol. In a state like Michigan, you had a governor that was threatened. And, the Justice Department did their job, thank God, goodness, and they stopped it from happening. But even when they arrested these people, you didn't see a strong stance by the president. You saw the president tweet weeks ago that come out on January 6th, it's going to be wild. Mm-hmm. You saw him. It's the first time when they were having the rally.
Stand back and stand by.
Stand back and stand by. This is the first time I could ever imagine where there was this type of rally. Well, something in our democracy was taking place at the Capitol, where we had a leader of our own country go and speak at this rally. I was shocked he was even there at this rally. You know, usually I figured Giuliani would be there, and maybe one of the Trump's sons.
He was. Both of them. All of them were.
They were all
Leonard's point is that he was there.
But he's the leader of the free world. Yeah. And you have something that's important to our democracy taking place, and he is at a rally and saying, let's walk over down to the Capitol. Now, this is all we've been talking about the last since this happened, but these are things that stuck out to me. Andre the Giant, when I walked in, said, what was your thoughts when you were watching this? And whether it's good or bad, the thing that popped in my head was, this would not be happening if those people were minorities, mostly black and dark-skinned minority people. There would have been a lot more bloodshed, and there would have been a lot more preparation on our official site. You mentioned that they don't give our police enough to work with.
What do you mean preparation?
Well, I mean, everybody saw the photos of when the Black Lives Matter protests were in Washington, D.C.
Oh, and what was standing on the
Capitol steps, right, not allowing them to come close.
Right.
I think you would have seen something more like that again if this would have been a similar rally. I don't know. I think in years to come, we're going to find out what really happened. I mean, you had guards, the police opening the gates up. I watched last night in horror the shooting of the lady that ended up dying in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was three Capitol Police officers standing at the door that stepped aside. Now, I don't know if they stepped aside because they were threatened and the push was coming. I don't know if they stepped aside because the
According to Fox News, they said that they heard in their inner ear earphones that we have your back, you can stand back. They thought they had support coming from their leader.
They did have support because there
was
guns.
That's what they said. I don't know.
Guns from, I'm guessing, Secret Service police had their guns drawn, and they're the ones that end up shooting the girl
behind the glass. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
But it just, when you look at the totality of everything that went to, it's not surprising. I mean, it is not surprising that when you have a president of the United States not condemn the threats of a governor of a state and kind of encourage it and then tell people to show up, it's really not surprising it ended up where it was. And those guys, according to, again, stories, they were searching for specific people in
with zip ties.
They were looking for Pence. They were looking for Pelosi. The congressman out of South Carolina that...
Lindsey Graham.
No, Claiborne. What's...
Oh, yeah.
The one that they gave credit for Biden to win it all.
Right.
He said his office is difficult to find, and they found it. He is on record to say they knew where they were going. In other words, they knew what office... They walked by other offices and went directly to his.
Well, I'm sure that there's
public
record
Tim
that
Scott.
Shows where...
Tim
no.
Scott.
No, no, no.
No, not Tim Scott.
No, the African-American congressman.
Yeah, that's Tim Scott from South Carolina. That's Tim Scott.
No.
I didn't think that was the name. But anyway. No.
It's like Claiborne or something, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
there's two senators from South Carolina.
You know, and where people's offices are. I mean,
right.
So they for sure did some research. I read... one of the stories in the one you were just referring to that they actually went in there and they had zip ties and what the hell were they going to do? I mean, what was your intent was? Your intent was beyond mayhem at that point. I mean, the more you read about it, just the sicker you get. I mean, you just get sicker and sicker. And the thing that.
Well, did you hear? I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Did you? Because it just came to my head. I was reading today that the guy with the horns, the guy who thinks he must have watched too many Viking shows. I mean, he's living in the Game of Thrones the way he's dressed. He goes through and they arrest him. Mm-hmm. And in his interview with the FBI, he said he was called to Washington, D.C. by the President of the United States.
Jake and Jelly is who you're speaking
That's
of.
That's what he told the FBI
he said
today.
I was directed here by my president. Mm-hmm.
That there was a plan all along to do what
now,
they did.
Now, here's the crazy part, fellas.
Show us the plan.
Here's the crazy part. The 1 million, 2 million people in this country who are crazy and who want to believe everything that this guy espouses, on the dark web, they're saying that he is... Jake Angeli is an Antifa plant. It's absolutely madness that these people keep diving further in the rabbit hole, but they keep jumping in. It's nuts. Jake Angeli, the guy that you were referencing, the guy with the horns.
The guy that was sitting in Pelosi's desk with his feet up on the desk. You know, he's from Northwest Arkansas, and they arrested him, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. And, you know, he contends that it's his house and he was allowed to be there. And anytime he wants to walk in there and anything he wants to do, it's not illegal because he's a taxpayer.
But when you have somebody lighting the match and pouring gasoline on the fire, you mentioned 1 million crazy people. But when you have a crazy people leading the crazy people,
oh, sure,
that's when it becomes dangerous. You know, I read something before this all happened. That 30% of Germany were not racist. It was this. It was the 30% were racist. Right. 60%
were not.
Were not. But it's the. It was that one leader that got the 30% to overwhelm the 60-70% that caused World War II. So I mean, we're not talking to that level, but it could have been, and we're talking to a level where they felt they had the right to go in and change our democracy. That was the goal of it. Their goal was to break and vandalize and do everything and scare or whatever. But their ultimate goal was to destroy one of the sacred things we have in our democracy, and that's our election. That was the goal of the president, and that was the goal of those people there. They wanted to stop an election to happen because they believed a lie.
Well, the election did happen. They wanted to change the result of that election.
They wanted to
through physical harm.
Exactly.
The thing that amazed me through this whole thing, well, not just through this whole thing, but they said he was still calling senators while this was all going on to say, "Hey, you need to change your vote. Hey, you need to change your vote. Hey, you need to change your vote." I'm sitting there listening and reading that, and I'm like, holy crap. Pence is locked in a room calling the Pentagon. He doesn't even want to call him. He's calling the Pentagon to the Secretary of Defense to say, dude, we got a problem here at the Capitol. I need the National Guard.
Right.
And they said the Secretary of Defense is like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And they bring it up on TV screens or whatever it is, and you couldn't get them there quick enough. So, you know, there were Secret Service assets, and then there was DC police, and then there was Capitol police. And I'm going to say something, and you may think less of me for it. I have no idea, but I'm telling you, if someone wants to crash the Capitol and they're armed, they should go down. I don't care. And I'm not that type of person, and I'm not, but... when you start talking about these landmarks, whether it's the Capitol building, the White House, Washington Monument, the Executive Building, I mean, these buildings they hold not only our democracy and all those things, but information and people. And I'm sorry, but, you know, this is one of those things. You cross this line, you have a problem. You cross this line and you're holding a gun, you got a real big problem. And that's where... you know, from a Capitol Police standpoint, and again, I hate to be this guy, but they have to, in that case, they have to do something. And to have, and I'm not blaming them by any means. I would not want to be a Capitol Police officer. I would not have wanted to been in that situation. God bless them for, you know, doing what they did. This poor guy got beat to death, which makes me sick to my stomach, which is a whole different issue with.
Did you see the video that's out now of the guy that was getting kind of, he was caught between a door or something?
The cop?
The
one that died.
No, this was the one that was stuck.
I saw that this morning, yeah.
And somebody's grabbing his face and grabbing his mask. Now, from my experience of working down there and going through the Capitol many times, there's cameras everywhere. So I got to imagine the FBI is going to have a field day going through.
Oh, they are. They've made 82 arrests. I saw that today already.
They'll know almost everybody that went through there eventually.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's some irony to this too, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
But, you know, just the way it was set up to begin with and the fact that they knew this was coming yet didn't have the National Guard. I don't know if you read or heard that the congressman from Maryland called the governor of Maryland and he told the governor of Maryland, we need the National Guard from Maryland because obviously Washington, D.C. is not a state.
Right.
So they don't have what other states would have.
Correct.
So he's like, we're ready to go. We could be there in 10, 15 minutes. Maryland's not far away, across the street, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready to go, but they can't cross into Washington, D.C. unless they get federal approval. The governor said he was denied federal approval to get the...
By whom?
By the...
Who gives the federal approval?
Well, I think it goes from president down. So somebody from the national security.
So, yeah, it is the national security arm. It's got to be somebody. Yeah, because sorry. I have to edit that out.
Freaking corona.
Yes, it is the national security arm. It falls under them because it's a weird jurisdictional issue because it's on Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. And D.C., you got a whole weird thing there where I guess the governor said that he was ready to have the National Guard there within a minute's notice, but he didn't have the authority because it falls under Trump's authority. That's what he said, and I take him.
Trump doesn't make the call. Somebody else makes the call. One article that I read is what they were afraid of was a replay of the park incident from this summer where the National Guard went in and cleared the park when Trump was walking.
But that's not the story of the Maryland governor at this point.
No. I agree with what
the Maryland governor is ready to go. He's got a congressman and other officials that from his state that are calling him and saying, we are ducked under desks and at risk right now.
Help a brother out.
Help us out. And he's calling the federal government and getting that, hi, you've reached the federal government. Please leave a name and number. You're next online. 30-minute wait, you know. And so Schumer gets on the line and he's calling the governor. And the governor's like, we can't go in there. He's like, I am like going to be the majority leader. You've got authority from me. I'll take the hit. And he's like, that's not good enough. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's so many things from the top down. You know, I feel bad for the police officers because they're not the ones that scheduled, you know, how many police should be, Capitol Police should be there. They're not the ones who design and organize, hey, how are we going to defend against this? And yet they're caught up in it. There are a few of them that allow them in, open the gate. I don't know what was up with that.
Well, I told you the Fox News side of it. They said that the officers were told to stand down, essentially.
No, this was like earlier when they opened up the gate on the outside.
I think, Len, I do think that right now there is such a, and it doesn't matter, this is a general comment about all police forces, is, you know, let them do what it is that they're going to do. Let's not engage. Let's not let's not cause the confrontation. So if they need to get
in, I understand that, but one of them's waving them in. Like,
I get it. Well, if you're thinking conspiracy, I don't think conspiracy's there.
I don't know about conspiracy. I'm just trying to figure out what went happen. And, you know, you've got a dead police officer and you have, you know, probably the biggest irony of this all. And I just jumped around right there in my own head was I'm watching these guys with Confederate flags. A flag with the 13 colonies or whatever instead of the full flag.
It's ridiculous.
Flags with Trump's face on it, American flags. And I'm thinking to myself, yet
an African American kneeled, and we were so disgusted by that years ago. One of the most peaceful protest ever, and he was called un-American, and yet you have these guys who said they're patriots, and Trump's calling them patriots, with Confederate flags. They removed American flag and put a Confederate flag.
They removed the American flag and put in a Trump 2020 flag.
This is, it's just outrageous to me. I mean, it's just...
The more pictures that come out, the more that we see, the more disgusted that I am.
So I guess what do we do from here? And we could talk about that later. Like, how high does the blame go up? I mean, is this something...
Can't go much higher.
I mean, what else? I mean, Twitter, cancel them.
Well, let's come back. Let's come back to that right now, because we've got a couple things that we need to talk about. But right now, we're going to get in some words from our sponsors. Talking in the last segment about the events of Wednesday, but I think now we're gonna move on to what happens next. So these things have occurred. If you obviously, it's impossible not to watch the news, not to look at social media. You know what's next? It's and you know, you kind of say to yourself, it's only 12-13 days. This is 12-13 days that a man has the nuclear codes. The man has conversations with foreign governments. The man has access to intelligence briefings. The man has the ability to fill out pardons. It's only 12 or 13 days, and it could be 12 or 13 days of chaos. And so, Len, I mean, what happens now? I mean, you've got...
Well, there's three choices that... You know, everybody's coming up with, or you're seeing out there. One is he resigns, which...
Okay, no.
The only way he resigns is if there's an agreement to pardon him. Because, you know, the question has been going around for probably the last 6 months is, can he self-pardon himself? Can he actually issue a pardon that says...
A pardon for what?
Well, for everything. I mean, all federal crimes.
So he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card right. For anything that they could possibly right. find on him.
Which I think, you know, I'm thinking a Supreme Court would say...
No.
No, because that would open the door for someone to commit murder as a president. Yeah, exactly. And then just say, I pardon myself. Or commit the heinous treason that you can imagine and then say, I pardon myself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're going to allow that to happen, but I think he will try.
Dude, he wants pardons. He wants pre-pardons. Giuliani, his kids,
mm-hmm.
his chief of staff.
The only way that...
Okay. And himself right now, I think, are the ones that are on the table. And I read that, and I was going to call you, but I was busy this week. I don't know how that would hold up in any court of law.
Well, all of those would hold up except for his. And that's...
How can you pre-pardon Giuliani? For what?
You can pardon people...
No,
the president
this is not
has
a pardon. This is a pre-pardon. So Giuliani hasn't been convicted of anything. So you're not pardoning him. You are basically it's like in The Sopranos when you get pulled over by the cop and you pull the card out of your wallet and you go, "Hey, read the card."
Card for you.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well,
I mean,
you know, you listen to these constitutionalists, these law professors that study this stuff. And from what I hear is that you can pre-pardon, or they're anticipating that would be a lot. I don't think it's ever been done before, right? I mean, nobody's out ever as a president said, hey, I got to pre-pardon everybody because we have been committing crimes for years and we're going to have to figure this out. So who knows with that?
Bill Clinton is reading it going, son of a.
I guarantee you that his number one pardon he cares about is himself.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the only way he can guarantee, and his lawyers will tell him, guarantee that it would work, is to have Pence pardon him. So, you know, Pence has been real quiet other than that night. He did his job. And to his credit, he didn't let Trump intimidate him or these people intimidate him. And he went through with what he had to do. He really had no choice. But, you know, we've seen that the other couple senators that figure they had a choice.
Ted Cruz.
He did what he had to do. But then when they asked him about the 25th, he kind of was gone silent. I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to work out a deal with President Trump. Like, you step down now, save the Republican Party some, I don't know, save him some face, and then I'll pardon you. I wouldn't be surprised if that's it. So when we say Trump stepping down would be a miracle, it may not be. That may actually be closer than we think if that deal is being done.
The problem is
Trump would pardon all those other people first, step down, have Pence pardon him.
Okay, so let's talk through this. Okay. One, pre-pardons, I can't believe they work.
We don't know.
Okay, so let's just say that he does that. And now if I am the White House counsel, I'm staring at him like this. And for radio,
dude, these White House counsels
that was the look that your dog gives you when it's snowing outside and he's got to go take a dump and he can't come outside.
Because or you didn't put the extra kibbles in his bits.
I'd be like,
let me get this right. You want to sign a pardon for yourself for your kids, for Rudy, and for your chief of staff for anything that may come up?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
All right, sounds logical.
Well, you're exactly that's how they sound, because he has surrounded himself with yes, sir people. He always has. If you were, hey, Trump, that won't work, you got fired. You didn't hang around for 3 years. Hell, some didn't hang around for 2 months when they said, oh, Trump, you can't do that. And then he was like, yeah, you don't have a job anymore. Give me somebody who says I can do that. That's the way he's operated his whole career. That's how he's operated the last 4 years. That's the guys that are sitting back there going, sure, go ahead, try it. But what I'm telling you is what I hear is that's possible. There's no case that says you can't do it. And there hasn't been a case really that says you can do it, unless I'm missing something. But they're saying that's possible. They don't think it's possible that you can self-pardon yourself. That's where I'm telling you his big concern is. And that's where he may go in and say, maybe I should step down and just have this agreement with Pence. So what would be funny is if Pence says, yeah, I'll pardon you. And then, oh, you know what? I ran out of ink. I couldn't write that for you. Stu, thanks for stepping down, though.
But I mean, is he pardoning himself from crimes as a president? From when he was in office,
every federal crime from he's committed,
the tax crimes that they're investigating,
can't in the because they're state court? Unless there's the state ones, he can't.
So the word they're calling it is a blanket pardon, and it covers everything, every federal indictment that would come down the line.
Didn't the guys in Armageddon get that because they went and saved the Earth when they drilled holes in that asteroid? Wasn't that one of the
You know, and Bruce Willis got screwed on that.
Yeah, I mean. My fucking God. Well, I don't even know.
So that's number one. Number two is, of course, the 25th Amendment.
Right.
Which it doesn't look like his cabinet and Pence are interested in doing that.
Well, he doesn't have a cabinet left. He had three of them that resigned in the last 2 days.
That's the problem. I understand, you know, their frustration for the other day, but you would have done more good at this point to stay in him and make sure he doesn't wreck anything else.
But Leonard, you know what's funny? It's a broken record, because that's the same thing that we said about Jeff Flake. That's the same thing that we said about God, what's his name? The guy who was the majority leader, Ryan.
Right.
These guys, all, you know, it's all bashing on the way out the door. Well, stay and do something.
Right. Right.
I mean, don't be a pansy ass and leave and scream. So Bezos leave. Well, great job, Bezos. Right. I mean, you know, you could have stayed and done some good.
Right. Although, you know, Betsy DeVos, I don't think she could do anything. She couldn't do anything good, I think.
Yeah, she was the
original. I just used her as an example. I know. You know, you need these.
Exactly. Hey, yeah, thanks for stepping down now. Right.
Yeah. Where were you 13 months ago? Yeah,
that's like a fireman going right in the biggest fire he's ever seen, and go, you know what? I'm near retirement. I'm going to retire today. Mm. Well, great, because we need you to stop the burning of my house. So, I mean, the 25th Amendment, I mean, that's the biggest long shot in my mind.
The interesting thing about the 25th Amendment, though, and I was going to ask you about this today, is, and there was an article on it last night, so I was reading up on it, but once the process starts...
Congress can take it.
So, say they enacted the 25th Amendment today. They started getting signatures today. Mm-hmm. He loses his power from the minute that the process starts. Mm-hmm. So the reality is the whole process takes 28 days.
Right, because you have to get experts in the field.
That's correct. But so the process takes 28 days.
Which I can't imagine that's going to be harder. We need an expert to say he's crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Melania.
Melania.
but seriously, this is serious business. Because the minute the process starts, he loses his powers. And so you could do it and never have to go through with it, but neutralize his ability
to
do things.
You have to have the people to do it, and the people that are going that need to do it aren't going to do it. That's the problem. You need his cabinet. You need to. There are still people that think that you know, even if Trump is long gone and done, that there are 70 million people they can use for their election next time. So that's part of the problem here.
I don't think there are 70 million now, but there's a lot.
Well, in that 70 million, half of them just did it because they don't like Democrats. They'll never vote Democrat. The other half did it because they're going to go storm the Capitol and win this election.
It's not half.
Yeah, I think your number. I think your number is greatly exaggerated.
From what I see.
Hold on, I actually thought about this. So, of the 74 million and change that voted for Trump, I think it's effectively safe to say that 2 to 3 million of them are certifiably fucking crazy. Right? 2 to 3 million. That's what you're looking at. Down at the Capitol, they said it was about 10,000 people. Roughly, I think that's a good deduction of how many people could actually make it down there of the 3 million that are absolutely crazy. But it's not everybody. And I think to paint everybody who voted for Trump a bad guy is a dangerous slope.
I agree with that 100%. And let me bring something up with that. Because, look, here I am. I am a middle-aged white male registered Republican, and I don't talk about politics on this show. Leonard do that.
Did he just say he does not talk politics on the show?
I let Leonard do that because Leonard is a diehard, doesn't care.
He was born in the Democratic Party. He was born in the Democratic Party.
I don't vote always party lines. I saw, you know, there's more people right now, and I try to stay away from social media, but I went out on it this week because I wanted to see people's reactions. And there's a lot of people that are out there and they're talking about this is not my Republican Party. Yeah. I agree with that comment tenfold. And Leonard and I have talked about this. What Trump has done to the Republican Party over the last 4 years, over the last 5 years, has, you know, we have taken enormous steps back. And there are certain people within the Republican Party leaders that have taken advantage of that, whether it's through federal justices, whether it is through the rollback of certain policies and regulations and all that stuff, and they've taken advantage of it. Okay. I think that now what's come to fruition is a whole lot of Republicans out there have gone, you know what? We need to fix this fucking thing. And I genuinely believe that. I genuinely believe that. So, Andre, going along with your comment, of the 70 million that voted for him, I don't think 10% of them, 7 million of them, are willing to die for him, are willing to march for him. I think that there is a group of...
Let me rephrase that then. I would say there's a lot more than you guys are giving credit for that believe everything he says.
No.
And that, I'm not talking about marching for him. Hell, I wouldn't go march for a candidate if I thought their idea.
You'd march for Clinton. You'd march for Obama. You'd march for every Democrat they've thrown your way.
No.
Yeah, Leonard, don't do this. Yes, you would have. But it doesn't matter. But anyway,
I just think there's a lot. People that even have surprised me of even after Wednesday, on social media or whatever that I've talked to, still believe in the guy. These are not dumb people. These are smart people that have said, he's doing so much for our country. Like what? Like destroyed it from the inside out? I mean, I don't, or you know, the reason why I voted for him, because he was different. Well, you know, different is good, but when you go different to the devil, it's not good. You don't go different because of different. You go different because the guy is better than what you don't like. I mean, everything he did was a con, in my view, from day one. I've said that from day one. But no, not every Republican, not everybody voted him. There are people that voted for him because they will never vote Democrat. Mm. You have to count that in no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that voted for him because they didn't like Biden or Harris. Mm. But there is still a strong amount of people that voted for him because they believe in his bullshit. That's the people that scare the hell out of
me. Right, but I don't think, Len, that's 70 million people.
No, it's not 70 million.
I don't know if it's not 35 million people.
It's not 10 million people.
Yeah, he's always stayed around 40% of approval rating, which has always been the lowest
in any
history of any president.
But in that approval rating is the redneck backers that are driving around with their trucks all around town that say Trump 2020 on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's diehard Republicans that are not going to vote against a candidate, that they're not going to vote for a Democratic candidate. Then there's the uneducated person that goes, yeah, I think everything's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he still only got to the lowest approval rating of any sitting president.
Right.
I mean, it's some point in time, and I've said this and I've said it to you a million times over, and I know that you and I have gone back and forth on it. The Democrats and the Republicans, they need a turnover. They need to churn both parties, and we need to come up with some new ideas and new people that we can follow.
I don't think anybody I know disagrees with that. But could you imagine if the Democratic Party would have said, we need new leadership now during that last 4 years? They would have gotten destroyed by this guy. And I know so many people hate Pelosi.
I'm not
a big fan of Pelosi. Mm-hmm. She's 80 years old. Why is she still in office? So is McConnell. Those people are 80 years old. They shouldn't still be in office. But if Pelosi wasn't the leader of the Democratic Party, who knows what this guy would have gotten away with? And I'm just saying that because she is tough. And she was a no-nonsense type of person when it comes to fighting that stuff. If AOC or some of the younger ones from the Democratic Party would have had their choice and wouldn't have put Pelosi up there 2 years ago, 4 years ago when she became leader of the House, we would have been in big trouble because Pelosi had the guts to take this to impeachment. She had the guts to fight off McConnell. She had the guts to do some of that stuff. Yeah, we need new leaders, but we need them. You don't change for the better of change. You have to change and get better people. And that's what I was saying with Trump. Everybody was saying he said the right things because he was changed. But he wasn't the right guy for the change because he was full of shit of his changes. Mexico ain't paying for a wall. They might now. They might say, put up the wall now. We'll pay for it. And by the way, Canada may too because they're afraid of us right now. But they're not paying for the wall.
Put it around Mar-a-Lago.
All this shit is bullshit. So you don't do change just because of change. You do change. You got to start finding the right people to run. And you got to start training them. And you have to start funding them. They can't beat the Pelosi's and the McConnell's if you don't fund them right. They don't have a shot. They can't beat, you know, some of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is going to go and run for U.S. president with probably a $20 million war chest in his pocket before anybody else gets to start. Okay? So unless you're Romney or maybe Sauce from Nebraska, you're not going to be able to compete because you don't have the money. These young guys need to start.
Oh, Romney's got the money.
Oh, Romney's got,
well, Romney's got Romney's the cash. Romney's
old, though. I mean,
about a country that just elected Joe Biden. I don't think age is a delimiting factor.
Well, I think right that now. What's going to, but I think,
well, I think, and by the way, I said elected. Okay.
And by the way, I mean, again, we talked about this. Not any three of us is not the hugest Joe Biden fan. We weren't the ones screaming for him to be the Democrat, but he might be the right guy for right now because he has a calming effect to him.
Yeah, because he puts you to sleep because he's so freaking old.
You didn't need a Bernie Sanders or a Warren or somebody with fiery to divide us more. You need somebody that can bring us together. He was the only one on both sides that can do that, that was running for president from the Democratic primaries on.
So I think that the chore in front of him
is huge.
It's not even huge, Len. It's monumental because if we don't have drastic change in the way that we are governing this nation between both parties, we are headed for another summer of violence, of riots, of chaos. And I still sit here living in fear. And the sad part is, Len, I've been right about, you know, what was going to happen with Trump. And I hope I'm not. Because, again, in 13 days, I fear something's going to happen. I really do. But anyway.
You were right the last 2 years. I've been right for the last 5 years.
But let me finish
that escalator at Trump Plaza and say he's running. I've been saying this shit about him. We have to get to the last thing that can happen. That's impeachment, by the way.
All right. Well, you got 2 seconds to do it in.
I mean, the last thing that can happen is the impeachment. And, you know, that McConnell's already said he can't start the impeachment trial until after the thing.
Well, it's interesting because they can't start it until afterwards, but all of the effects from the supposed conviction would still take place. So there were 4 main things. He would lose his pension. He would lose his travel budget. He would lose Secret Service protection, and he would be unable to hold any federal office. Those 4 things, those main things, would still be in effect regardless of when the conviction came down. So if it comes down 30 days, a month, 2 months, 3 months after he's actually out of office, it doesn't matter because the penalties would still take place, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
I mean, he loses those things, but I don't know if it's, I mean, we need to heal. Does impeachment take us another 2 steps back starting that? I mean, the Democrats, I was listening to them last night, the reason for their impeachment, they know it probably won't be successful in time, but they're saying, look, if we don't do anything and he does something outrageous in the next few days, it will be on the people that didn't impeach him in the next few days.
Okay.
So if we get the House to impeach and the Senate, it's put in front of the Senate and the Senate does nothing and he goes off and sets off a nuclear, pushes a button.
Yeah,
this is on the Senate. But I think that's now getting to ticky-tack. We need to move on. We need to figure out how to stop this or at least control them for the next 12 days.
All right. I think if it's presented, I think it would pass. We are going to head into another break and then we'll come back and I want to talk about Twitter and the ramifications of banning someone from Twitter. Back with the Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. All right, we are back with the Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul, and actually we didn't stop during that intermission at all, so we're going to jump right into this.
I'm watching football.
One of the biggest headlines today, yesterday, is that Twitter has now taken @TheRealDonaldTrump, I think was the handle, and they have banned him from Twitter.
For life. Okay.
They have banned him for life from Twitter based on tweets that he sent out this week. The question is it right or is it wrong? And I personally fall on the side that it's wrong.
Based on what?
Can I finish?
I mean, Twitter is a private company.
Can I finish?
Okay, go finish.
So here we are with these social media outlets,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whoever
Parler.
It is. Parler. And now all of a sudden, they're going to be the ones that are scrubbing the messaging that's coming to us. So it doesn't start.
Turn it off. That's what you said about Fox News. Turn it off if you don't like it.
I don't have them.
Okay, well then.
I don't have social media, Leonard.
Other people can turn them off. That's what you just said.
But no,
hypocrisy right there.
No, it's not hypocrisy because what you're talking about is now I've got a company out there that is saying, you know what? We're not going to convey that message. And we're not going to convey this message.
You got it all the time. We just talked about Fox News does that all the time.
We're talking about social media right now, not news. If you want to come back to that, we'll come back to that. But let's talk about
social media.
What's
the difference between news and social media?
There's a huge difference. Because right now, social media is a platform that's being used in all of these events that are going on right now. It is the platform that's being used to organize people, to bring people to crime, too.
If you have mob people, it doesn't stop with...
The only person that's been banned is Donald Trump. So now what happens next summer? What happens next summer in your town when all of a sudden someone goes out on Facebook and says, hey, we ought to get together downtown and let's do the riots again? Is that person banned for life? Are we now doing that as a society?
If they come up with the conclusion that Twitter did and they have a rationale for doing it, then yes, they should be banned. That's my point. Is
but if they miss if, the if, one ban, how if, about this if, guy? If, Hold if, on. How about this guy? Because
if
hang, radical hang Mike Pence trends on Twitter after the platform suspends Donald Trump. Who's that guy that's saying hang Mike Pence? And if Mike Pence ends up getting hung tomorrow, who's responsible?
The guy that hangs him.
Okay.
Hung. I never got that right. Hanged him or
it's
hung him?
It's hung.
Okay.
But this is my question. If all of a sudden now as a society, we are going to sit here and start saying, you're banned. Oh, wait, you're not banned because it wasn't as bad.
We do that all the time.
No, we don't.
Here's why I'm so frustrated with this argument from the right. Oh, they banned your guy. Tough thing. If it was Muslims, Muslims, it's coming together and saying, let's get together and terrorize United States people, they would be all over the ban. So, yes, you're okay when it bans certain things, but when you ban your president, then it becomes an issue. Here's the other thing. Twitter is a private corporation. They have decided to ban one individual they thought was threatening the United States and the people that
live in it. I was looking for your ass because you're talking out of your ass.
Let me finish.
I'm not the right.
Let me finish.
And I'm not the Republican, and he's not my guy. So stop doing that. I hate it when you do that.
Did you hear me when I started?
Yes, I did. It was pointed right at me, and you said,
I'm pointing at you because you're the only one in front of me right now.
And you're a guy. He's not my guy.
I started off by saying this is why I'm frustrated with the argument from that right. And then I'm using that right as your president, not you personally. Don't take this personally. The right, they're mad because their president has been banned and because of the things that they said, the reasons why they banned him. These are the same people that said, if you're two gay people getting married, a private company shouldn't have to bake you a cake. Well, a private company like Twitter doesn't have to put your tweets on. What's the difference?
The big difference. Can I talk now?
No.
Yeah,
because they're two private businesses.
They're not two private businesses.
What do you mean they're not two private businesses?
Why are you?
Is Twitter privately owned?
No, it's publicly held, which is a whole different deal. But no, hold on. It's a publicly held company.
Look at Donald Trump as a two gay people trying to get married, and Twitter is a bakery, right?
Local bakery.
That might help you.
A local bakery in small town USA is not Twitter. So don't compare the two. Because they're not even close. So when you start talking about companies, and we're talking about social media giants, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of a sudden controlling the messaging that's coming to you, America, that should scare the shit out of you.
If someone is causing a national threat to the United States, if Twitter isn't banning them, it's a problem. So don't tell me that because they're doing this, they're going to start. They're banning one guy that had rhetoric that caused a huge disturbance in our democracy the other day. So, yeah, they should be doing it. And we would be saying the same thing with some radical Islamic group doing the same thing, causing same thing. You would give a shit if Twitter was banning them. So it's because it's Donald Trump that people are up in arms about it. If it was somebody that they disagreed with that was causing our democracy to have what it had happen on Wednesday, nobody else would care and they would be applauding Twitter for doing that. That's my point. It is their right to look at it, and if they have a good rationale, which I read through their rationale and believe it true, then they have a right to do that.
Okay. My point is to this, Leonard, and this, it actually has nothing to do with Trump. He's just the person they did this week. And I'm going to ask you this question. Who else has been banned from Twitter?
I don't know.
That's right. I don't know the answer to that question.
Because nobody else is a president that does this.
Guess what, Leonard? There are groups out there that use Twitter to... No!
He's got how many followers did he have on Twitter?
I don't know.
Millions of millions. He's the one that affected him. So yeah, they had to stop him. They had to do something. They could not allow him to do what he was doing to cause the threat to our democracy. Now, if somebody else, if there's a group out there that has control over millions of Twitter followers, if there was somebody out there and they were saying rhetoric that caused this type of damage, then they should ban him. I mean, you can't just say that they cannot, they can stand still and let this happen. If they let it happen and let the president of the United States happen, then they're gonna, they should allow Russia, China, or whoever to come in and start tweeting things to their military.
They already have.
What's that? Stop
them. Isn't that what your Democrats said? Russia's doing this. Russia's doing that.
You know what I'm saying on Twitter.
I know, but what I'm saying, and Leonard, by the way, I fully agree with them banning him. I what he was putting out there was
what are you arguing?
Because what I'm arguing is he's not the only person that uses a social platform to instigate violence. And that if you're going to do that, if you're going to do that, then don't stop. Then you better make a choice that the rest of these
groups. If it causes violence on others, they should ban it.
Leonard, I'm telling you right now, and the Justice Department should be looking at this because they know that Instagram and Facebook are used to organize these riots and these people that are dropping off bricks and doing all this stuff. It's all being done through social media. So don't draw the line right there.
I'm not drawing the line.
And just say, okay, it's okay. Go after the rest of them.
If somebody was on Twitter and organizing to come to my house and burn it down, those people should be banned. I mean, if that's how they're organizing it, and if they're getting thousands of people together to do this, then yeah, they should be banned. That is what I'm saying. This guy happened to be president. This guy happens to have millions of followers, mm-hmm. and he was coming out with stuff that's not true. False elections. I mean, over the last, and I know I'm throwing this off.
Man, if you want to sit there and control social media for falsehoods, dude, everyone's going to be banned.
I'm not about falsehood, but his falsehood caused what happened the other day. That is the bottom line.
No, his words caused what happened the other day by him instigating and saying we're going to the Capitol.
The
his falsehoods have been out there for 4 or 5 years.
We're talking about this specific false that the election was stolen from him. And that they were stealing it from him even up to the day that they went to the Capitol. They were still stealing it from him. That's the falsehood that caused this. That's what generated everybody's passion.
No, he said we're going to the Capitol.
Well, I mean, because these people believe
the election's been fake for 6 months.
He was calling it before. Them walking out. Why did you do what you did? Because
the president told me to.
They are trying to steal our election from our president. That's the words they use. They are trying to take away our president. These are lies that have just been compounded on lies that they believe. That girl died the other day because she believed his lie that they were stealing his election.
All right,
that is the danger of allowing him to continue on Twitter.
Right, and look, I do not disagree with anything that we're arguing about here. My whole disagreement with the, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't even say disagreement. My whole issue with this is that now social media platforms could start to censor people and start controlling a message out to us as the United States.
Well, and you can argue, Paul, that they already did that.
They do that all the time.
In the election, when they blocked Kayleigh McEnany's account for just reposting the New York Post article about Hunter Biden, that was a form of censorship. That was a form of controlling the messaging to curate your own reality.
Now, I see people.
And
I
see people saying, "It's a slippery slope." I'm with Paul on this one. I mean, it is such a slippery slope. Was it John Hancock, Herbie Hancock, Thomas Jefferson? One of these guys said, regardless of if you agree with it or not, the speech must remain free. Regardless of how idiotic and crazy it is, speech must remain free. And I think that you can look at Twitter as its small company.
Unless it puts people into harm, I think, is in there.
Right? Andre, there is a but to that. And the but is what Paul just said. You cannot, if speech encourages this type of reaction, it is not free speech anymore. There is no.
So do you think it would have been more appropriate for a temporary ban? And then a lifetime ban seems a little bit heavy-handed to me right now, considering
the lifetime ban is their reaction to his comments about them as a company, as well as what he's done to the American people. So I think that they're looking at it and they're going, look, this guy's got 13 more days in office. He's leaving anyway. And by the way, we can't stand him because he's been yelling at us for the last 4 years. So I think that's a whole different issue, but again, I think that we've got to watch this as we go through these podcasts over the next couple of years, because if it ends up that all of a sudden there's reasons to control social media and control messaging and all of that that's outside of violence,
I think it's reason for concern.
Look, my son, who's an artist, does some art, and he gets banned off of Instagram and stuff because of some of the art. So, I mean, they have censorship.
Which is wrong.
Well, not which not is wrong. Right?
I don't know what the art is that got banned, but
well, I mean, just I mean, some of things,
his nudes. It's nudity or it violence, yeah.
So they're okay with that type of censorship, but this guy goes out and starts a freaking riot. Well, and they're like, oh,
do you guys know that this isn't the first time that Donald Trump, his Twitter handle has been suspended? Back in November 2017, a rogue Twitter employee put him on ban on their last day of so it's dangerous because Twitter has so much power now. I think that the second you start saying, hey, that speech is okay, that's not, that's good, that's not, that's what, that's in line, that's out of line.
You have to draw a line. That's tricky. You have to have a line drawn.
And do you think Donald Trump crossed it? Do you really think
he crossed it? Who's dictating the line?
Well, I mean,
some liberal.
The business, they're in control of that. They get across the line.
So look, whatever that, so no, let me, no. You just said it. No. So whatever his beliefs are then, that's controls.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, it's exactly what
I said. There has to be a line, Paul. There has to
But who establishes the line? The guy who runs Twitter?
Well, you just said that it's a public corporation. So probably there's their board of directors or whoever they have. I don't know. What I'm saying is you can't let people just say whatever and think you get away with it when it causes harm.
I don't. Then nobody disagrees with you on that. And no one disagrees. You are arguing with yourself.
Yes. No, because I'm the arguing problem, with you because you're, no, you're not. This is
because what I'm saying. No, I didn't say that, Leonard. What I said was that I agree in this circumstance. What I don't agree with and what I'm trying to understand in my mind is that, again, I keep going back to the summer of violence that we just came off of, and social media was used as the instrument, as the tool to organize those people. Mm-hmm. You want to get a bunch of people to go to the Secretary of State's house in Georgia, and we want to have a rally outside of his house and scare him. That's done through social media. So what's the line? Because that's initialing harm. Initialing harm. If I'm organizing riots in downtown Denver or
Black Lives Matter Portland, did this last summer.
And this is where this thing gets so jacked up.
I understand that, but when it actually causes harm,
it caused harm all summer. Don't close your eyes to it. Don't deny it. It caused harm all summer in major cities around the country.
Well, then, you have to ban if it's causing harm. If the Twitter account, if there's a specific Twitter account,
At Real Donald Trump plus whoever all these other people are, should be banned for life.
Well, do they have? I mean, you got to understand the magnitude of what his Twitter account was. You got to understand that it did not just affect, just normal people. This was somebody that had millions upon millions of followers. He is the president of the United States. I mean, if Hitler was alive today,
stop doing Hitler.
You would say
Hitler didn't have.
Oh, they shouldn't
Hitler
ban
didn't have
his
social media. You keep talking about one person. I'm talking about an entire
because
issue
that one
that's raised
person
on social
was the
media
of the free world.
Okay, and his this one person, power over this people one was person huge. Organized. What went on in Portland and organized in Seattle?
And did it cause? It was.
Did it cause? They shut down part of a city.
Was the purpose of it to cause destruction?
Yes.
Yes. They should be banned.
Okay. That's all I want to hear you say.
Yes. They should.
Why is it so painful for you to say that?
I didn't say that. I've been saying that from the day one.
No, you haven't.
If it causes damage and irreparable harm, you've got to do something about it. You can't let it be. Hell, if you can ban certain art and porn or whatever you want to call it on social media, you can ban things that cause damages and harm to people. That's what I'm saying. That's their right. I don't know who makes that decision. I don't know. I don't have the I guess I haven't thought of it long enough, but there comes a point when a guy that has over 100 million followers or whatever.
No, I agree, Len. You've made your point 1,000 times over. We agree.
So
we're all on the same page.
Question. Should these guys, Donald Trump, Giuliani, should they be at least investigated criminally for what happened?
No, they're going to have pardons that say that they're not.
Oh, my God. I'm not asking you if they should be pardoned. I'm asking you, should they
be? Well, you know what? Yeah, investigate the shit out of me. I got the card in my wallet. I'm ready to go. Yeah. And by the way, here's everything I did wrong. And fuck you, because I got a pre-pardon. Because we've got such a jacked up legal system that I can actually go and get a pre-goddamn pardon.
Pardons. I'm talking about, should they be
investigated
and charged?
Yes.
You believe so?
Do you think that the rioters, the guys that were actually breaking the windows, the idiot with the horns on, should these morons be charged with sedition or simply breaking a few windows and trespassing?
Everything they could be charged with.
They're Americans. No.
Here's the irony. I want to talk about this before. Trump signed an executive order this summer that, and it was aimed at all of the rioters from this summer that said, if you harm a national building or whatever.
Monument. It was for the monuments, right?
That it is an immediate 10-year federal sentence. Every one of them should get it. Because they exactly did that. And every one of those people that caused harm should do that. The group they should find who beat that police officer to death, and they should be going to jail for life. No question
about
that.
Well, it's conspiracy to commit. It's murder and everything else. What about if you go after Trump, and let's say, you know, the Biden's Department of Justice says, we think there's enough evidence to go after him. Don't you think that further divides the country? Or is it worth saying, hey, we can't let people do this, whether it's, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, maybe we get another Trump in office. I'm not saying literally another Trump, but somebody that can destroy and act like
Ted Cruz.
Do we need to show them now, even though it may divide our country a little bit more, but in the long, that's where I think we have to balance.
I think that's a very, very good question.
Because I don't know the answer. I mean, I would love to see him charged with the crime of what happened the other day, but I don't know if that helps or hurt us in the long run. But again,
part of sentencing
and going after crimes is you set a precedent so that people know, hey, you can't do this and get away with it.
And let me just say, so Richard Nixon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pardoned him, let him go away. He went away to California. You never saw him again.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton survives his impeachment and goes on and does another day.
Mm-hmm.
What happened the other day is so far beyond those actions of a president.
It's worse.
And
it's
someone so much died. Worse. Someone died. So where I agree with you.
Do you let it go?
Do you let it go and move on? The problem is, if I was that person's parent, brother, relative, I want justice too.
The other thing to me is,
watch what I'll do on Twitter.
If I believe that he would just go away and kind of, you know, presidents just don't go away. They still speak and they write books and they do. But if
and color this with red,
right? And fish blue, and fish with their grandkids
and a big picture of me in the middle.
But no, if I thought he was going to be like, you know, I haven't heard much from Bush lately. If he was going to be,
you hear from Bush at the appropriate time.
Right. That is a very good point. Right. He's going to be at the inauguration, by the way.
Well, he should be.
You know, Carter does his thing with building homes.
Carter's done a great thing. Carter's 90 years old.
He's a statesman. He is the definition of a statesman.
You know, he will not be at the inauguration because he's 90 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I thought Trump was going to be one of those presidents, then I would say just leave it alone. Let him go. Out of sight, out of mind. But he is not going to go away. And he is going to be, you know, he's already talking about starting companies that will compete against Twitter. And he said that about Fox News now because they don't have his back. And everybody's turning on this poor guy. And I feel so sorry for him.
You know who I feel sorry for? I want to say this. I've thought about this since I turned on the news and saw those idiots rioting. I feel actually bad for them. Think about how lost these people are. These people are telling themselves that the voter volunteers can't be trusted, the registrars can't be trusted, the governors can't be trusted, the mayors can't be trusted, the courts can't be trusted, the Supreme Courts can't be trusted, but you know who can? Donald Trump. And that seems to be such an illogical way of living, and I feel sorry that these people have found themselves so lost and so on an island of craziness.
But the other part is too, Andre, these are people that, so you know the guy who stole the Pelosi lector?
Jeez. Moron.
He's a father of five kids. He's a father of five kids, and he's going to face 10 years in a federal penitentiary. What? You know, I've got kids. Leonard's got kids. We know the difference between right and wrong. We know the difference between stupid and not so stupid. I mean, these are grown people that have responsibilities.
The lady was a 14-year veteran of the Air Force. What are you doing? What you're breaking into everything you stood for, everything you might have fought for or went to the service and believed in. You are doing the opposite.
Yep.
You're destroying it.
Is
what
it
are
fair
you
to
doing?
Say that Trump is now officially a cult leader, that these people have been under some sort of, I don't know, some sort of potion, it seems like.
It is the people that continue to follow him are the lowest common denominator of deep thought. I mean, I don't know how else to say that, because when you look at true Republicans and people within, if you let Mitt Romney, we talked about Mitt Romney before, we talked about Sass, we talked about, you know, I think there's going to be more and more, I hope, of those people that kind of rise to the top of the party. I think that when you look at, I saw the article this week at AOC says, anyone who supported, you know, Trump during this thing, they should be kicked out of the Congress. Well, fuck you. No, they shouldn't. Their constituents need to vote them out of Congress, and their constituents need to make those decisions. We don't do that. And so I think he's going to go to political purgatory, because he's painted himself into a corner and he is completely outnumbered. Ted Cruz should scare us all. Ted Cruz should scare, because Leonard's right. That guy's got more money than God, and he's going to continue on the forefront. The problem is, if he came out and he campaigned just like Trump did in 2020, I don't think that it would help him at all, because I think there's so many people in the Republican Party that would go, dude, seen that. We're good. We're not going down that path. Yeah. So, I just say that because, I mean, it's, you know, those are all things that...
From somebody on the outside looking in at the... I remember when the Democrats lost the presidency, the House, and the Senate, and the Democrats had to say something to themselves. They had to say, we have to change who we are. We have to change who's listening to us and what our message is. I don't know if they naturally did that, other than they just worked their butts off to get people registered and people out to vote.
Are you talking about for this campaign?
I'm just talking over the last.
The Democrats haven't fundamentally changed anything.
No, but over the last 4 years, I remember the conversation going, hold on, let me finish. They had the conversation, we need to do something different. Now, what they did different was the get out to vote. They didn't change their philosophy. They didn't change. The Republican Party right now is where the Democrat Party was 4 years ago. Usually it takes a presidency a lot longer to lose the House and Senate so quickly like he did. I see jokes on social media that said, actually, Trump did make America great. He lost the House, the Senate, and presidency in 4 years. But from a distance, it looks like the Republican Party needs to reshape who they are, or they're going to continue to get hammered in these elections.
I don't think they have to reshape who they are, Leonard. I think that the Republican Party has to distance itself from Donald Trump.
But yesterday, the GOP voted the same head of the Republican Party. She is a Trumpster. She got voted in yesterday to run the GOP. They voted to have Donald Trump as the head of the Republican Party. The leader of the Republican Party.
Talking about Ronna McDaniel.
Last night, the GOP did what I thought they wouldn't do. What are they doing? That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you stand up and you say, we're going to have Sass, we're going to have Romney, we're going to have, you know, invite Bush to talk about. Where are these guys? Why are they not stepping up, or why are they not allowing them to step up? Is it because he's still president for the next 14 days?
Yes.
So now for the next 2 years, you have this
lady. Not for the next 2 years.
I think she's voted in.
I understand, Leonard, but I think there's things within the Republican Party that are still to come. You still have a sitting president right now who's a Republican. Guys, we had a great show today. Lenny, you did a great job, and I think that, you know, it's been a tough week, and, you know, 4 days has generated probably 8 weeks worth of content for us that we could go back and forth and talk about. But you guys have a great week, and this is The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. We are out. Have a great week.
Do you have layers of case files and other legal documents sitting idly by, gathering up dust around the corner? Don't let them be consigned to oblivion. What if we told you that you can actually turn those documents into cash? Welcome to Attorney Docs. It's the first and only online marketplace that allows legal professionals to sell their legal documents to fellow attorneys, paralegals, students, and the general public. Want to start selling? Simply register for free at attorneydocs.com and upload your documents. You can set your own price and get a 60% commission for every sale you make. Now there's a new stream of income for you. For document buyers, we know it takes a painstaking amount of time to start a document from scratch. So that's why we're here to provide you with thousands of reliable and accurate legal files in 74 different categories of law. Visit attorneydocs.com now and start selling or buying legal documents today.